No one seriously disagrees with the concept that everything has to work together, that if you're going to continue improving the situation, then you have to put the resources into the roads, you have to put resources into the motor vehicle, you have to pay attention to human behaviour and how to modify it where possible or adapt to it where it is not possible. But you're not seeing the kind of rate of change now, not for several years, that you saw 10 years ago. At best, it's been plateauing in terms of rates and numbers, which in itself is a credit. It's not rising. But we have to be terribly careful of that because it may happen again. And I think there's the lack of commitment to improving the worst of the roads, for example, is an example of complacency. People have thought, well, we've done pretty well. Road safety is not the problem that it was 30 years ago. Therefore, we can go and spend money on something else. No, I think you need that commitment. You need the continued commitment. And the more improvements you make because of diminishing returns, the harder it is to improve the system even further.
If we all did our bit and backed off, slowed down, drove more carefully, we could make enormous reductions in the road toll. This is me, the idealist, speaking. I know it's an overly romantic view, but it's that ability to know that when we all contribute, our individual contribution may be insignificant, and yet, as part of the total, it's absolutely essential.
There's no doubt that environmental concerns, we're going to run out of oil, it's going to change what the motor car is capable of doing. If we're going to save fuel, we shouldn't have them accelerating as fast as they can do. The cars are going to become less powerful. To an extent, they're going to become slower. And I wonder if that's going to make them less appealing to people. I know the NRMA did a survey a few years ago and they found out that young men in Sydney were less inclined to get their car licence and become drivers than they had been in the past, that there was a tailing off. I wonder if the age of the motor car, in the sense as we've known it, is coming to an end and that it really will become a transport system rather than that desirable object that it is for so many people, symbolising for them speed, power, sexuality.
The RTA and the Oral History Consultants would like to thank all who generously gave their time and took part in this oral history project. The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent in whole or in part the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority, its agents or consultants.